It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. 18,000 New York City public school students will fill Madison Square Garden today for a one-time performance of To Kill a Mockingbird, which is currently on Broadway. It was adapted for the stage by Aaron Sorkin from the 1960 Harper Lee novel, and it's one of the most frequently taught books in schools across America. It had a profound effect on me in high school. But it's also controversial, especially because of the racist language, including the use of the N-word. The play uses that same language. It's also become the top-grossing play in Broadway history. WNYC's education reporter Jessica Gould is here to talk about the complexity of teaching the play and the classic that it's based on. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So how did it all come about, putting it on for students at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, Scott Rudin, the producer, came up with the idea. I'm told it's because he wanted to reach a more diverse audience. Mm-hmm. Madison Square Garden is donating the venue. The show is free. The actors have been rehearsing on their time off between Broadway performances.
Oh, wow.
Students are coming from 175 schools across the city, and that's middle school students and high school students. And school's Chancellor Richard Carranza says it will probably be the first time that many of them have seen a Broadway play.
Wow. You know, beyond the excitement of seeing a Broadway show, has anyone at the education department, though, addressed the complicated nature of this particular choice?
Right. The play, like the book, is complicated. It's told from a white perspective. Harper Lee, the author, was white. Rudin and Sorkin and the director, Bartlett Scherr, are also white. And Rudin famously wrote some racist emails about President Obama. They came out during that Sony leak in 2014, but he apologized. School's Chancellor Carranza says the show will open students' eyes to the tragedy of prejudice and the power of courage. And he says it's a great, unique opportunity, and it's good that they're seeing it during Black History Month.
All right, so the book and the show center around a white Southern attorney in the Great Depression, Atticus Finch, as he represents Tom Robinson, a Black man falsely accused of rape. The actor who originated the role of Tom on Broadway had said it was rewarding but very painful to experience every night, especially in front of a largely white audience. In this case, the audience will be students from across the city, as you mentioned, mostly teenagers of color. Is the production changing anything?
Not really. They had to restage the whole show for Madison Square Garden, but the content and the language will be the same. I actually talked to director Bartlett Scherr, and he said he thinks kids can handle it. He took his own kids, including his 9-year-old, and he says theater is the ideal place to process these issues.
That's, I think, the job of theater, is to be a separate place where you can experience things you don't have to experience in your life, and you can see things acted out and watch the consequences, but not personally have to experience the consequences.
But the actors and critics and educators I talked to also said it's really important to contextualize the play with history lessons and using supplementary materials.
History lessons about life in the Jim Crow South.
Right. Atticus Finch, as you know, is a genteel warrior for justice, while Bob Yule is poor and a racist who rapes his daughter. I talked to Soraya McDonald, who's culture critic for The Undefeated, and she says that stark dichotomy can be really misleading. Mm. She talks about the trope of what she calls the trot, that racist over there.
All of the bigotry that's affecting this little town in Alabama, right, is rooted in like a few angry, super violent people, and really absolves Atticus, the town sheriff, the judge, of their roles in this whatsoever.
And she says Harper Lee's other book, Go Set a Watchman, is more honest about systemic racism. So she says students should read that too.
So how are teachers framing this performance for their students?
Well, the book is supposed to be taught in most New York City schools, but each school has control over its own curriculum, so I'm not sure how it's being taught. But there is this group called Facing History and Ourselves, and they have a teaching curriculum specifically for To Kill a Mockingbird. One thing they talk about is including more Black voices, because those voices are largely missing from the book and the play.
So what about the N-word?
Well, the play does use it a lot, and the actors say it's meant to be disturbing.
Does the education department have a position on when it should be used in teaching the play or the book?
There is official guidance on this, and it says not to delete the word from primary sources, that it's important for students to understand, quote, the dehumanizing power of this term. But it also says teachers should develop guidelines on how to handle it when reading out loud in class. A lot of teachers, as a policy, don't let students say the word out loud. Mm-hmm. They pause or say the N-word in class. But I've also heard about teachers who say it's important to be true to the text and to the history. And that's what the people behind the play tell me they're trying to do.
All right. Thousands of students will be at Madison Square Garden later this afternoon for To Kill a Mockingbird. Jessica Gould, thank you so much.
Thanks.